Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, part. Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Delhi is burning. Yes, the images that you have been seeing are all from the national capital and not from some war zone. You could be listening to this podcast from any part of the country or the world, but over the last week, all headlines across have been around the communal riots which took place in Northeast District of Delhi. Hi, I'm Pritika Khanna and I am back with another episode of Delhi Decoded. This week, I am here to discuss something that has been a cause of worry for many of us. The images don't seem to leave you. The events are something that we should not be proud about. The incidents of violence, which began on 23rd February, continued for the next 3 days across parts of Northeast Delhi. Stone pelting, gunshots, knife wounds, robbery, harassment, arson, petrol bombs, these areas have seen them all. This has left families displaced. The areas which are worst affected have residents who are largely daily workers, including rickshaw drivers and vegetable sellers who are forced to lose employment for days. In the riots, 48 people have lost their lives and over 300 have been left injured. Families have lost their loved ones, their hard-earned money, their belongings, documents and property in the fires that have followed. A lot of families were forced to leave their homes, a space that is supposed to be safe, and search for safety elsewhere. Some, a week later, are still looking for information regarding their loved ones. My visits to various parts of the district, including Mustafabad, Shiv Vihar and Karawal Nagar, have shown that there's palpable fear in the air. As you enter 25 feet road, there is an eerie calm that hits you. At first glance, you think that it may be a lean day, but soon you begin to see the aftermath of the riot. There are buildings which are charred. Showrooms, which once housed scooters for sale, now have scooter skeletons on display. Schools, which had shut for the day when the protests began, now have marks of stones and petrol bombs that were thrown inside. People in the area now recount stories of how religion was never a problem here. People have lived for years in peace and harmony, but a mob and a series of rumors that have followed may have changed that forever. People are now looking at their own neighbors with suspicion. Those who have lived in Delhi for decades have never seen violence like this, especially with religion in focus. They compare it to the 1984 riots which took place. A common thread among all the people Mint spoke to on the ground was the absence of the police. As the riots ensued across the area, each resident recounts how they made multiple calls to the police and for ambulances, but they all remained unanswered. They recount stories of how they had to take people with gunshot wounds to the hospital on bikes because that was the only way out. A week later, residents of these areas are picking up their lives and attempting to go back to leading normal lives. The events are of a scale that has never been seen before in Delhi. They have left a lot of unanswered questions, but have also left scars which will take a lot of time to heal. That's all from me this week. If you have any suggestions, feedback or questions, you can reach out to us at htsmartcast@hindustantimes.com. You can also reach out to us at our new website, htsmartcast.com. We are also ever present on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. You can also reach out to me directly at Pritika Khanna on Twitter. That's PRETIKAKHANNA. Thank you for listening and I'll be back next week with more from Delhi.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Tammy Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.